In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It is your sportsman. My name is Rob.
Sada.
Big Suits right over there.
What's up, dude?
We got Schultzy, Schnitzel Wolf on the ones and twos.
Yeah. Christmassy, baby. Feeling very holiday-esque.
Coming up tonight in the club, whose farts smell worse?
An expose.
Men or women? Finally.
John Stossel asking the tough questions.
A subject that can unite all of us.
As long as he's not opening Al Capone's vault, I think we're fine.
That was Geraldo.
Was Geraldo.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, they're both investigative guys. Does it matter at this point?
It does matter.
Yeah, it does, because at the time, Geraldo was the bee's knees.
Yeah.
John Kinyotis?
Stossel.
No, John Kinyotis is the what would you do? John Stossel.
Stossel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty big, but he's no Geraldo.
They both have nice stashes, I guess, right?
If you had a Al Capone's vault of today, who would you want hosting that 1 hour special?
It's a good question.
I'd be Anderson Cooper. That's all I think.
Well, he would get it, but yeah. I have a hot take about Anderson Cooper, and I think he sucks.
Not an Anderson Cooper guy, huh?
No.
What's wrong with him?
Well, it's nepotism. His mom was Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
He's not very good. I've always found him to be kind of stumbling over his words, and I don't know. I just have never liked Anderson Cooper. I think he sucks.
I'm trying to think of who I would want to open Al Capone's vault.
Your boy Tucker Carlson?
Boy. He's a lot. I don't know. I'm going to have to noodle with that one. Not certain who I would immediately go for. Who's like the most trusted? Is there a trusted news guy right now? Like someone that people actually respect?
That's another good question. Who is the number one news person in the United States?
I mean, he's not like beloved like by everybody, but David Muir for ABC, right?
Yeah, he's one.
Jake Tapper.
I do like Tapper. Maybe Lester Holt. I like Lester Holt.
Isn't he
done? I think he retired.
Yeah, is he done?
I feel like he retired.
Because Lester Holt seemed like just kind
of a... And nobody misses him.
Wow.
Well,
he got the job only because Brian Williams was caught lying.
Look at you son of a bitch.
I remember getting an email one time from KGW. He's like, come meet Lester Holt. The big NBC anchor is coming to Portland.
I like
why
Lester.
The hell would I want to go meet Lester Holt?
What's wrong? I like Lester Holt.
Great. Go meet him. You weren't there.
No, I was not. I don't remember that at all.
I mean, I just thought it was funny. He's like, what? Like, you want me to go meet Lester Holt? Like, what is... why? I'd rather meet Lester Holt's producer.
Yeah. According to, they do, like, the Q ratings, Anderson Cooper...
He's still number one?
Is still number one. David Muir comes in right there. Nora O'Donnell is up there.
Either.
Al Roker, Robin Roberts.
Al Roker?
He's not a news guy.
I know, right?
That's go figure. Stupid.
But, like, Cooper has a pretty high rating across all, like... Hannity has a really high ranking, but he also has a really high negative ranking. Cooper has a high positive and a low negative. So they do like positive, negative, neutral. And Cooper is 60% positive, 25% negative, and only 16% neutral. Whereas Hannity is 38%. They love him, but 45% hate him.
Somebody mentions Caitlin Collins. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Tucker is really polarizing. People either love him or hate him. Megyn Kelly.
What about Glenn Beck? Maybe he could open the book.
Oh, that dude, he faded away. I mean, he's doing stuff, but like, whatever.
Oh, Chris Wallace is really high up there. Is the positive.
Look, I think what we're learning here is America needs a new noted news person.
You know what? There's only one man to call, and only one.
I am here.
Well, that's not where I was going.
Oh.
You, sir.
Try it again, please.
Are no Joe Donlan.
Oh, Joe D.
There you go.
Yeah. He's in Chicago.
Get him out of Chicago. Roll his handsome ass down there to have him open up a vault. He'll get it done.
Well, we're also learning that there's really nothing like Geraldo.
No, it was a different time.
Back in the day, Geraldo was, I mean...
Well, it's really hard now. You just, everything is so polarized, right?
He was larger than life, that guy.
He was a big deal.
Or it was the, what was the other question we were talking about?
I don't know. We got derailed by that. And
rabbit hole.
Yeah, it happens.
All right, a few headlines. Phillip Rivers is officially unretiring, which I didn't know you could do.
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah. You just file your paperwork. The best part is he's a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame, and he would actually reset his Hall of Fame candidacy. If this was next year, we could have a player in the Hall of Fame that is actually playing football. Now, to be fair to Phillip Rivers here and to the whole situation, he is signed to a practice squad. So he'll go to the practice squad. They're going to work him out and we'll see what happens from here. But he is.
Well, he's got to be better than Riley Leonard.
Riley Leonard may not be able to go.
Okay. Well, then he's got to be better than who?
Brett Rippon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I would assume, look, at 44 years old, he is going to be able to come in. He's got a history with Shane Steichen. He probably knows the offense. The guy's a really bright football mind. It's not going to be whether or not he can come in and play a quarter or two. It will be, can he play once he gets hit? At 44 years old and has not been hit, he has not played. He missed the entire Obama presidency, or not Obama, I guess, Biden. He missed an entire presidency run. So, when he gets hit at 44 and he gets the bumps and bruises that come along, will he be able to play week to week? Brett Favre always said this. Favre said, I could absolutely roll out and play a game. He goes, I can't do what it takes to play week to week to week. So does Phillip Rivers have 4 more weeks and a playoff run in him at 44 years of age? And I'm guessing he has not been training that hard. But I think he can come out and sling the rock. He probably gives you a better shot in one game than Rippon does.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
If he leads them to the playoffs, it will be one of the great stories in football history.
Just to put it in perspective, Phillip Rivers was in the same draft as Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Schaub, Jared Allen, and Steven Jackson.
And here he is.
I mean, can you imagine Steven Jackson playing football right now?
No, he'd die. Now, I want to look. His last season was in Indianapolis. He played all 16 games, started all 16, and he completed 68% of his passes. He threw for 4,100 yards. He had 24 touchdowns and 11 picks. Now, granted, that was 5 years ago, but those numbers at 39 aren't terrible. He's a statue. He can't move. He never really could. This isn't the dumbest idea that I've ever heard of. It's dumb, but it's not the dumbest.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good
no
happen.
No bad can happen.
It can only good happen.
No, he can.
You heard it from the president.
Colin Kaepernick is letting people know that he's still in shape.
Well, I mean,
there's no other options. There just isn't.
For
the Colts.
Other than Rivers?
Yeah, there's not.
Really?
No.
There's nobody?
No. There is, well, you can't.
Nobody, you can go get somebody who's practice squad guy, right?
Yes. And so herein lies the problem. And this goes to a greater issue that someone pointed out. College football has a real quarterback development problem in that the college game is not preparing people for the NFL. These are all guys that are currently on practice squads who at one point were like 4- and 5-star recruits and major college starters. Jeff Driscoll, Kyle Trask, Sean Clifford, Will Greer, Sam Ellinger, who else? Brett Rippon, he's there, although he's going to get called up. DJU, Jake Haner, Kyle McCord, Adrian Martinez, Sam Hartman. These are all people that come from big programs that were really high recruits, and the college game is not getting guys ready. And that's who you have to choose from. So, yes, the answer to who is your best option, it's probably... 34-year-old Philip Rivers. And you're honestly, you're trying to just get to maybe Riley Leonard getting healthy. Because if Riley Leonard was healthy, they wouldn't be doing this.
You don't think it's DJ Uiagalelei?
I do not.
You know what practice squad he's on?
I don't. Where is he?
Chargers.
Oh. I think that, you know. That's the other thing is there's just really bad quarterbacks that are on rosters because there just isn't options. There is no position in sports. How do I want to phrase this? Professional athletes that are really bad at what they do, there's nothing quite like backup quarterbacks. There's not another sport where this level of, I don't want to say suctitude or just this.
Mediocrity.
It's not even mediocre. That's not mediocrity. That's just bad. They are really bad players and they're on rosters because there isn't anyone else better. There's no other sport that's quite like this. That's how hard that position is, to the point where going out and getting 44-year-old Philip Rivers, who's a grandfather and hasn't played in 5 years, and you're like, dude, just throw the ball over there.
I heard this stat from someone named Schultze, mm-hmm. who's on the radio in Portland.
Yeah.
Can you name the other four quarterbacks who have played at the age of 44 or older?
44 or older?
Correct.
George Blanda, age, right?
Isn't he 44?
You said yes, he's 44.
Started. This is started at quarterback started. At age 44 okay. or older.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing George Blanda's one.
That is incorrect, sir.
Blanda didn't? I thought that was his whole thing.
I think he was a kicker.
Yeah, he played into his 40s, but he was a kicker. I don't think he ever started over the age of like 40 okay, so or 41.
He did both, but did I don't both. Think he did both late.
Okay, so Brady has to be on there, right?
Yes.
Vinny Testaverde has to be on there. I know we just talked about him.
Yeah.
So how many others am I missing?
Two.
Older or fairly new?
I would say one is older and the other is...
They're both older.
Yeah, they're both older.
Did Kosar play forever?
No.
I would say one's older than the other. How about that?
Kind of a tough one.
Yeah,
kind of
these a tough are... one.
Oh, no, Cunningham didn't play into his 40s.
No. Warren Moon.
Warren Moon.
And Steve DeBerg, I think you said?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, that's
nobody
a good
would
one.
Ever get that one. Steve DeBerg.
Yeah.
Steve DeBerg played for a long, long time.
Well, it's funny because like Tom Brady played till he was like 800, right?
He played a long time.
It just feels like they're all kind of playing past 44 now, but they're not.
They're not.
You know, it's like we're watching Rodgers. He's old, but he's not 44. But
he's terrible too.
We watched Breeze. He got old, but he wasn't even close.
No.
Favre was old. He wasn't close.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, bro?
Philip Rivers. Look, at 44, if he comes off the bat, I still have my doubts whether or not he actually plays. But if he does and he plays well, it's an all-timer. But the Colts are, I just think they're cooked. And
it is also official that Rivers will be the second ever grandfather to play in the NFL.
Behind, Brett Favre, right?
Brett Favre.
Yeah.
2010.
The first time he gets hit and thrown to the ground, and I know that the game isn't what it used to be. You realize, you remember watching that NFL QB show? Was it just called Quarterback? The one on Netflix? Yeah. Go look at that game with Kirk Cousins. Like, I understand that it's not the olden days of football. If you don't think these guys still get the living crap kicked out of them, look at Justin Herbert, who's an absolute beast of a human being. Yeah, some tells me Justin's going to be a little sore today. And now we're asking 44-year-old Philip Rivers to do that? It's borderline elder abuse is what it is. And I hope he knows what he's doing. It's just like, and he may be like, hey, one more. Let's saddle up one more time. And then after one game, he's like, you know what? This is terrible. Terrible idea.
All right. One other thing I wanted to get to here, just as a quick headline, is the Major League Baseball winter meetings are going on.
Yeah. Well, in the Hot Stove League, too.
And, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
I did want to mention this because Schultze loves his Mariners. Jerry DePoto, Executive of the Year from Baseball America. So you can quit.
Look at Schultze with a shrug.
You can quit dumping on Jerry DePoto.
That's cool.
Son of a...
That's the lamest. You're like,
Yeah, you have to. That's one you have to fake and say, oh, that's great. He deserves it. Well deserved. Just fake it, Schultze.
All right. Yeah, let's go. Jerry freaking DePoto. That's awesome. All right. That's what me faking it sounds like. We good?
Yeah.
Edwin Diaz is a Dodger now.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
Yeah, Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers, 3 years, $69 million. That's bullsh. Kyle Schwarber back to the Phillies for only $150 million.
Only?
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Aging DHs getting that kind of cash is pretty great.
And did you see who the Mariners are sniffing around? Schultzy?
Yeah, Mr. Ketel Marte of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Former Mariner, by the way.
Yeah, Ketel Marte, who's a nice little player. Like, that would be a good get.
He's been top 10 MVP voting for, like, the last four seasons. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I just looked at something real quick, by the way, because someone pointed this out. The Colts, their final four games, three of them are against the Seahawks, the Jags, and the Texans. He will die. He will die. 49ers at least they're beat up, but they have a really good scheme. But
will they cart him off, or will they celebrate his life right there on the field, do you think?
I feel like against the Seahawks, the Jags, and the Texans, at some point, they're just going to bring out the backhoe, dig a grave, plant him somewhere around the 30.
Have the grave ready.
Have it ready. Yeah. You just like, you know what? Just put him in. We cover him with dirt, and we have a celebration of life right there on the field.
That's a great idea.
I think so.
Just in the event he doesn't die, you can fill it back in.
Yeah.
But when he dies, just bring the stretcher out. You carry him over. You play some trumpets.
Yeah.
And you dump him in there.
Yeah.
And we go back to playing football.
Kind of like when The Undertaker, like those like those wrestling matches, there would always be like that weird cast. Just have that thing ready, because Seahawks, Jags, and Texans, one of them will kill Philip Rivers. And this is going to be that scene from Rocky where someone's going to ask, like, Mike McDonald, and he's going to be, if he dies, he dies. And then we move on with our lives, and his grandson grows up to avenge him one day and kills Mike McDonald when he gets older.
So a couple college football items are coming up next. One is Washington State lost their coach out of the blue.
That hurts.
Who they're sniffing around is quite interesting. And then I have another fun Kurt Cignetti fact for you.
Love me.
I was reading about Kurt Cignetti today.
He's my favorite red ass right now in sports.
Well, I think you're going to like this about him.
All right.
This is something I haven't heard many coaches, particularly coaches of his ilk, do, but he does it, and it's working. Mm. That is next on The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, now to college football, where Washington State got the rug pulled out from under him.
It's just brutal.
While we were gone, while I was gone.
And then there was, turns out there was a good reason why. Turns out Jimmy Rogers was working with supposedly about a $2.5 million NIL budget, so.
Yeah, so Iowa State got their coach yanked by Penn State really late in the process because Penn State couldn't find a damn coach.
No, 2 months worth.
So they finally settled on Matt Campbell, who took the job, and that screwed over Washington State because Jimmy Rogers, who's only been there 1 year, went to Iowa State.
And it stinks because Rogers had tried to say the right things and done the loyalty and I'm not a program jumper and all that. And then the NIL stuff started getting thrown around and it just... Washington State, I feel for you. Just the punches keep coming. Because it kind of felt like Washington State had navigated the fall pretty well, certainly better than Oregon State did. And they went to a bowl game this year, and they were really competitive against good teams, damn near beat Ole Miss. And then this happens.
Have you heard who the Cougs are sniffing around?
I've heard a couple names that are interested that they have reached out to Washington State. Two of them being very prominent names.
And who would those be?
Well, Rick Neuheisel apparently is very interested in the job.
When's the last time that guy coached?
Exactly. So, by the way, Washington State, do not hire Rick Neuheisel.
No kidding.
And then the other one is Chip Kelly.
Chip?
Yeah. I guess Chip really respected Mike Leach. He talked to Mike Leach when he was up at Washington State. And, you know, I don't like the retread thing. I think Chip is really overrated. I think the game is in some ways passing by a little bit. He hates recruiting. He quit on UCLA in the worst possible way. I mean, I think there's a million reasons that would scare you.
I don't think it's a bad hire.
If that's the way they go.
I don't think it's bad.
I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. If you're looking for some stability and someone that might stick around for a while and kind of stabilize things a little bit, I think there's an element there.
You know,
I can understand if they go down the Chip Kelly road.
He wasn't awful at UCLA.
He was not.
And so...
it ended in the worst possible way that you could.
The whole idea of hating recruiting... I mean, I get it. He's not like your hit-the-pavement, high-energy recruiter guy.
No, he is not.
He's surely smart enough to understand that he's got to have guys on his staff that are that, you know?
Yeah. And he's used to playing...
He's a very
good
football coach.
And he's used to playing with less...
Exactly. I think that's kind of a fit. He's kind of a quirky dude. You know, he's been there, done that at this point. It's kind of weird that he would be living in Pullman after LA and
Philly and San Francisco.
Vegas.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a terrible hire should they hire him. UCLA, last time Rick Neuheisel coached was 2011.
Yeah.
And then though, Chase, he went to the Arizona Hotshots in 2019. Which that sounds like a team from a movie, but apparently it's from the Alliance of American Football.
Well, all right.
You want to know how he did there?
I'm guessing I don't care, but give it to me anyways.
Oh, you care.
No, not really. Bitch.
Neuheisel led the team to a 5-3 record.
Oh, hey.
How long did that league last? Like a season?
One season, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, the league folded or else they would have been champs.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. The other thing about Chip is...
Couldn't he go back to Ohio State if he wanted? Do you think that they would have him back as OC? Because Hartline left.
Hartline left. Yeah, you could probably do that if you're Chip. You know, someone said, did the stint at Ohio State do nothing for you? No, I actually don't think their offense was that great under Chip Kelly. In fact, I think it spun its wheels for much of the season. They just had so much talent there that once they figured it out, I mean, no offense, you had two NFL backs, you had a five-year quarterback, and one of the greatest receiving cores we've ever seen, and it took you an entire year to figure out how to unlock that. So no offense.
They looked good in the playoff, though.
They looked great. They did look great in the playoff.
Hey, will you shut up?
But yes, if he wanted to, I'm assuming that after the Heartline thing, that Chip Kelly would be welcome back. He has a very good relationship with Ryan Day. If Chip were to go to Washington State, and I understand that the tempo thing has kind of run its course and it's no longer all the rage in college football, running something like that at Washington State, if you go back to that blur offense and be like, look, we're going to try to do that in a kind of a new way, I could see a gimmick is a wrong word because it was really effective. And then it kind of had its moment and it went. It could be something that a place like Washington State, where you're not going to recruit great athletes and you can find some smaller guys, that might be something that if you go back and he kind of reinvents himself in that mold, you could talk me into it. For a retread, I don't hate that as much as I do others. The Rick Neuheisel thing, my God, just fold your program and go home.
Yeah, I feel like Washington State's in the same boat as Oregon State in that you could go out and hire a Jamarcus Shepherd.
Yeah.
or a Jimmy Rod, but you're not going to keep them.
No, you're not.
Like, so a guy like Chip, the advantage of a guy like Chip should be able to keep him even if he has success.
Yeah. Yeah, because at 62,
he's not going anywhere.
And I always thought, like, with the Shepherd thing, like, I told Beaver fan this, dude, if the guy has success, he's gone in 3-4 years. I just didn't think it'd be 1 year. 1 year and, like, a mediocre season, I did not think Jimmy Rogers would be gone.
But you know what? When you make those hires, you got to be ready for this.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That it's really hard for programs like Oregon State and Washington State to hire young hotshot coaches.
Yes.
Well, like, or guys that you think will turn into young hotshot coaches.
What does a $3 million NIL budget actually get you?
Yeah.
And how encouraging is that to come
and that's the
from
problem.
Anywhere?
And this goes back to a larger thing. Look, Iowa State is much greater than Washington State. But if Jimmy Rogers was working with a $10 million budget, Does he at least have the idea of sticking around a little bit longer? But if that's true and that number is correct and it was $2.5 or $3 million, it might be that Jimmy just looks at it and says, guys, I don't think anyone wants to do a one and done. That doesn't sound like, from hearing it, this was something that he wasn't planning on. But I think when you're facing the reality of if you have no resources and you have a chance to get out, this may be you get out while you can. Because for a guy like Jimmy Rogers that's coming from South Dakota State, he has another bad year or two at Washington State. He's not sniffing another job. And remember, for guys like him, he didn't make any real money at South Dakota State. He was probably making $300,000 and $350,000 a year. That guy does not have money to not work. This isn't Chip Kelly, who's got $70 million. So if you think that you can't put together a competitive roster and you're Jimmy Rogers and you're like, guys, this is my career. I got a chance to make enough money at Iowa State where if something does happen to me, I'm still taking care of for the rest of my life and my family. I do think that that's different for a guy to say, I'm not going anywhere and then leave after that. I can't fault Jimmy Rogers. This isn't Lane Kiffin. These are two entirely different things.
Hate Lane Kiffin.
The Jamarcus Shepherds of the world and the Jimmy Rogers do not have $40 million that they're sitting on.
Which is why if Shepherd has any success at Oregon State, he's out of there.
Yes.
Which I don't understand why you would, but whatever.
BYU's cut it to 7, by the way.
All right. No, it's down to 5. Oh, no, it's back up to 7. Yeah, Clemson only has 7 points in the second half.
I'm telling you, the basketball powerhouse that is the BYU Cougars and our new only one-man white lineup. I mean, we're coming for the Big 12.
One white.
Turns out that's the key.
One white.
Less one white.
Well, let's not act like Clemson's any good. I mean, you shouldn't be down 21 to Clemson anyway.
They're 7-2. What are you talking about?
Well, not even ranked.
Well, 7-2. You know what the problem is? You see what Clemson's rolling out there right now? 2 whites.
Yeah. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I've got another fun fact about Kurt Cignetti.
Okay.
Coming up next.
I do love fun facts.
I want to tell you about Kurt Cignetti.
Tell me.
We will do that when we return. But first, Schultz.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So I was reading about Kurt Cignetti today, the coach of the number one ranked Indiana Hoosiers.
Boy, that's still just, of all the things that have happened over the 20 years we've been doing this, that may be the most what the F that I've ever heard.
Well, there have been teams that were non-traditional that have
briefly
been number one, but they're just not there for very long.
No, I mean, that was the old, you know, Kansas and Missouri at one point were 1 and 2, but I mean, dude, they finished off the year the number one team, beating the number one team and the number five team. Indiana? What?
The Hoosiers.
Yeah. By the way, I was looking up the other day. You know, there's really no one knows where Hoosier came from.
Really?
No. There's like four different kind of conventional rumors, myths, if you will, but there's no one really knows where Hoosier.
What came is from. A Hoosier?
It's just someone from Indiana, you know, but you know, crackers are from Georgia and, you know, they're different things, but no one really knows where Hoosier comes from.
Okay, this is entirely unrelated, but okay. It made me think of it. So the other day, Kansas was playing UConn.
Okay.
And UConn has a freshman who is Mr. Indiana Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mr. Indiana Basketball is kind of a big deal.
It's a monster deal.
Huge basketball state.
Yes.
It's the best high school player in the state. And if you get named Mr. Basketball in Indiana, chances are you're going to play some high-level college hoops and maybe even going to the NBA. Who knows?
Sure.
So the UConn freshman, they put him in. They were like, here he is. Yeah. Forget his name, but he looks exactly like you would think.
Yeah.
What do you picture when you picture Mr. Basketball?
He's got a high and tight. He's a white guy. Slaps the floor a lot. Real gamer. Coach's kid.
And can shoot
the lights out.
The lights out.
100%.
That's exactly what he looked like.
Yes.
Then I thought they were playing a joke on me.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, you know, there's another Mr. Basketball on this court.
Okay.
From Indiana Mr. Basketball.
Okay.
And have you watched Kansas at all this year?
Well, you always have him on, so I am aware of Kansas's team, yes.
There is a fella in the middle for Kansas. His name is Flory Badunga, and he is a giant black man who is awesome to watch. Like, he swats shots. Like, yeah. he's kind of Joel Embiid without the offense. He's apparently...
Yeah.
He was Mr. Basketball in Indiana.
What?
Yes. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. Flory here.
Dude.
He's from the Congo.
Exactly. if you and I were having a beer and we were in the seats
yeah.
at that game,
mm-hmm.
I said, Sook, Sports Gun is coming out. I'm holding it to your head. You must pick the two players on this court who are Mr. Basketball in Indiana.
I'm dead.
You could have got one of them.
Yeah, we ain't getting Flory.
You're dead. That's the last guy you pick.
He's Mr. Well, obviously he came over, right? And
yeah, he went to
high school there.
Yeah, some high school coach got him over there. And
yeah.
He was Mr. Basketball.
Some high school coach was doing the Lord's work and was like, I'm going to go check out the Congo here and just try to bring over a kid for the goodness of my heart. What? You're 6'11 and can jump? Well, I
couldn't believe it.
Feel like we need to offer you a place. By the way, BYU down one now.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I've been watching this second half. Clemson sucks. Oh, my God.
They have 10
God.
Points. They had 44 at the half. It's 54-53 now.
Yeah, you bros, you got a pretty good little club.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You still got to win it. You're not winning yet.
No. Yeah, confident, so, number one, white.
This says Badunga grew up in Congo. He enrolled at age 15 at Kokomo High School in Kokomo, Indiana, via the school's International Baccalaureate Program. Hmm. At the recommendation of his parents prior to the beginning of his sophomore year.
I'm sure it was all about his academics. Something tells me.
It goes on to not mention any more academics.
No, what sort of program was it again? You say the
They called it the school's International Baccalaureate Program.
Is that the school's international 6'10", 6'10 athletes? Is that what that program is?
Well, anyway.
Just wondering.
So here's the fun fact about Cignetti. I was reading about
him. Yeah, we're back to that.
There was an article on him in the Wall Street Journal. Did you know that, so in college, you know this, they have a 20-hour practice limit.
Yes.
Per week.
Which no one abides, but still.
You're not allowed to practice any more than 20 hours per week in college. Apparently, Kurt Cignetti holds practice for 6 hours a week.
Really?
Yes. Now, I know Dan Lanning is rolling over in his grave right now because, you know, that's a guy. You know, Lanning, he wants action. He wants competition. He wants
high
tea. Cignetti is the exact opposite. Hmm. Apparently, he uses, sometimes they practice more, but he said, generally speaking, per week, they're only on the practice field 6 hours.
Huh.
That's like, if you go 5 day, if you say 1 day, a game, and 1 day probably watching film resting.
Sure.
That's little over 1 hour a day.
That is interesting. I will say practice time is probably not as much as anyone really thinks, but that does seem rather low. But the days of like 3.5 hour practices, those days are gone.
So they've kind of toned it down, but his emphasis is on less contact and more information.
Mm-hmm.
So his bit is work smarter, not harder. He's one of those guys. And he says he uses practice to fine-tune his players' brains. He wants them to – he hammers home the reads and the execution, particularly late-game execution and what they should be doing in certain scenarios. He wants their brains sharp, and he wants their bodies rested. So his idea is players' brains are prepared, and their bodies are more fresh. He thinks the better they feel physically, the sharper they are mentally. And this is also a guy who suckled at the teat of the famous Nick Saban.
Yeah, he was the wide receivers coach.
And Nick Saban is famously like, run it again, more practice. Cignetti said that when he went and got his own head coaching job finally, he tried to run kind of how Nick Saban ran things, and he said it just didn't work. He said my players were all beat up, and I never had them available, and I was like, this sucks. I'm going to switch this up. And so he is. He actually runs fewer practices than any coach in college football, and they are the number one team in the country.
That is a fun little...
Isn't that wild?
That is a fun little nugget.
And he doesn't seem like the type that would be like that.
Well, like after the game, they were asking, like, how do you make sure your guys stay humble? And he kind of smiled and he said, I have my ways of knocking them down a peg. Like, he seems like the sort of guy that is not shy about telling his players that I'm about to knock it in the dirt.
I would say that probably works pretty well in recruiting.
Yeah.
I'm sure the kids are like, you don't practice much? Great.
I just would not have thought about that. He strikes me as the sort that would...
Oh, my God.
He would strike me as the sort that would, like, lie about how much they get caught by the NCAA practicing more than the allotted time. By the way, BYU is officially leading. So when I played, we had this rule, and we weren't allowed to do this. And our offensive line coach that I've talked about many a times, the world's biggest a-hole, rest in peace, he used to hold us in meetings until everyone left, and then he would take us out back to like a back practice field without cameras and then make us like work more. And then like we weren't allowed to talk about it. My brother had a story where at one point, because I think he was at Washington State when they first put the 20 rule hour into play, and you had to fill out a card. The NCAA actually made you fill out a timesheet card. And my brother always told the story that when they got their cards for the first time to fill them out, they were already filled out for them with 20 hours on there. And one of the players was like, mine's already filled out. And it was like, shut up, Chad.
Yeah, it sure is, Chad.
Sign your card and turn it in. So no one abides by that 20-hour thing. That's a freaking joke. BYU up by 4 now. But yeah, that's funny that Cignetti might be the one guy that actually abides by the 20-hour rule and is go 20 hours. I don't need that.
So Miles Price is a transfer from Texas Tech.
Mm.
And he told a story that at Texas Tech, they would make them do Navy SEAL drills.
Yeah.
Like they would have to, it would be him and another player, and they would jump into a pool of water and go underwater and have to change, so have to swap heavy clothes,
yeah,
underwater. Yeah. So stuff like that.
Sure.
He said that once he transferred to Indiana, he probably hit the ground in practice twice the entire time he was at Indiana.
Wow.
Is what he said.
God, I want to wear...
Isn't that amazing?
I'd be transferring to Indiana tomorrow.
Right. Like, that's a serious recruiting tool.
Yes.
Especially because they're the best team in the country.
God bless America.
How do you do that? Like,
I don't
Cignetti's
know.
Like, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. And maybe that's why, like, for
and
a
like
team-
I said, Dan Lanning, dude, you know, if he were listening to this, he'd be like, oh, that's a bunch of
candy asses. Ugh. Except they came into Autzen and kind of whooped your ass. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, speaking on the Indiana note. So Stephen Daly is, he's an Indiana defensive lineman. He actually led the Big Ten in tackles for losses. Did you see that he may be out for the year because he got hurt celebrating?
No.
Yeah. There's video now. Like, of course, everything's kind of on the hush-hush, but there was like a rumor out there. So we'll see if this turns out to be true, but that he suffered a serious injury and that he may not be available for the rest of the year. And now there's video of him celebrating the Big Ten title. And he's like, he's up against the wall, like kind of jumping and high-fiving fans. And it looks like he blows out his knee.
Oh no.
Yeah. Like he
made of, who was that baseball guy? Morales. Remember that? Angels. Kendry Morales.
Yeah.
Kendry
Morales. Well,
didn't he blow out his knee jumping on home plate?
Yes, he did.
Edwin Diaz got hurt in the World Baseball Classic. He got hurt for the year celebrating.
Yes.
But yeah, it like, if you look at it, like look at Stephen Daly. He clearly gets hurt. And now, you know, we'll no one actually says what the injury is, but there is a lot of buzz going on right now that one of their most important players, the leader in tackles for loss in the Big Ten, may not be available because he was high-fiving fans.
Mm, that's rough.
Yeah. Should have been practicing more.
Bodes well for Texas Tech or Oregon.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Just something to keep an eye on.
And James Madison.
Yeah. I.
The Dukes?
Dude.
Of Madison James?
Again, this is a game that you could pick. So I started digging into James Madison a little bit because I've paid no attention to James Madison. I watched them play. There you go. I watched them play a little bit against Washington State in that game. And so I went back.
Can you hold this for a second?
Yeah,
we got a break.
Yeah,
we can do that next. And
sure.
then we'll be good to go for the hour.
Yeah.
It's kind of douchey.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to stay on the clock. I'm trying. So Suk has hot Dukes of Madison James takes next on the Fan.
Hi. And since we've no place to go,
let us be BYU Clemson games getting bananas.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Schulte's pointed out that Clemson, they could not hit anything.
Anything at all.
For the second half, and now all of a sudden they're hitting everything.
Yeah, BYU's up by 5, and then Clemson started just throwing crap up and going in.
And it is now tied with 5 seconds left?
Something like that. BYU's got the ball, so don't worry, we're going to win here.
College basketball sucks.
Dude, well, it's not the greatest product, but it's... It's fun, I guess. Oh, I don't know. I think he's right. Well, I begrudgingly agree with you, okay?
Is it really fun watching guys that have no sense of fundamentals play in a sport where, as you were just saying off the air, Rob, heavy-handed coaches call timeout after timeout every 2 minutes to emphasize those fundamentals? It's
Look,
just so annoying.
We're just not going to get into the plight of college basketball. Okay, I still enjoy it. I like to bet it from time to time. But, yes, I cannot... There is no way I can, in good conscience, talk about it being a great sport. I just can't.
No.
Okay. So next, you were talking about the Dukes of Madison.
Yeah,
James.
We can talk about it. We got plenty of time. I just started doing kind of a dig into James Madison, and I started kind of watching a couple of the cut-ups of their games. By the way, you can find those. You know, people do nice cut-ups where you can watch an entire game in like 40 minutes. And so I went back and I was checking out their loss to Louisville. And then I went actually watched, because I saw a good hunk of the Washington State game, and I was not overly impressed when I saw him play Washington State. And then I looked at some of the stats from like Georgia State was another close game. And two things here. One, their offense is it's kind of a gimmicky offense. They spread you out, and even though they run a lot of spread looks, it's an RPO team, and their quarterback can't throw. He's a dual threat quarterback that can't throw at all. So they just try to out-scheme you. And against lesser teams, their scheme is really good. It's a really well-coached team, and they run the ball real well. They are going to get absolutely demolished. They will throw the ball for 9 yards against the Oregon will run man coverage on them, play a 8-man box, and I'm telling you, James Madison is going to get the living S kicked out of them. I just, everything I've seen so far in the 2 days that I've looked into this, and it was like kind of one of those, hey, let's see kind of what James Madison has. This is not, Oregon is worried zero about James Madison in this game. Styles make fights, and they are about to get bludgeoned when Oregon rolls up there. Physically, they do not belong on the field with Oregon. So unless Oregon just decides to not show up, have their head up their ass, and take James Madison completely for granted, which somehow I don't think that's going to happen with Dan Lanning, this will not go well for James Madison, because once Oregon takes away their run game, and most people haven't been able to run the ball on Oregon all year, and you have to throw the ball, if you're James Madison, is that Alonzo Barnett III? Good luck. Good luck throwing the ball.
What an opportunity.
There's my initial take on what I've seen from James Madison.
All right. So go Dukes of Madison, James. It's shock the world, okay?
In Louisville, where they lost 28-14, I would like to point out that, like, there is a lot of, in the games where it's close or they don't play very well, there's a lot of, like, 12 of 22 for 93 yards from that kid. And they have to be able to run the ball. They will not run the ball on Oregon.
All right. Sports out.
Against Georgia State, he was 11 of 22.
You guys want to talk about farts?
Yeah, let's talk about them.
I think we should. Nice.
Fart coin?
New study.
That's where all my retirement's going.
Whose farts smell worse? Men? Or women?
I know the convenient answer, and it may not be the one that women want to hear.
That'll be next on The Fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.